The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, it's National Fossil Day.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Shout out to us. Me and you, we are fossils. When I first saw this, I thought it would end with UB or Louis Carnesecca, but no, it's us. We're the fossils. What do you think of that?
I guess that's better than the alternative.
Yeah, they always say when you say how old you are. Well, that's better than the alternative.
We don't want to go to door number
Welcome
2.
Welcome to PTI, really kiddos. No. In today's episode, the Braves eliminate the Brewers, the Astros say see you to the White Sox, and Spencer Rattler may be out as a starting quarterback at Oklahoma. But we begin today with the Dodgers and Giants, the only playoff series still not decided. The Dodgers beat the Giants 7-2 last night to even that series and force a decisive Game 5 tomorrow night in San Francisco. Walker Buehler, who pitched into the fifth last night for the Dodgers on just 3 days rest, said, and I quote, "The playoffs are all about momentum. I think a win like this is huge for us in 2 days," unquote. Wilbon, do you agree?
No. I mean, momentum to me is a factor least involved in baseball. I mean, there is momentum, I think, that carries over from one sport to the other. But you and I both believe that old Earl Weaver adage, we attribute it to Earl, maybe somebody said it 50 years before him, that momentum is tomorrow night's starting pitcher. But, Tony, let me say this, and I do believe that. I do. Look, first of all, the Dodgers had just lost a crushing game, 1-0, right? But they were able to respond. Yep. San Francisco didn't derive any great momentum from beating the great warrior god Scherzer, 1-0. So, no, but I will say this. Tony, starting pitching, I mean, it just hangs by a thread now. No, teams don't even, Tampa Bay doesn't even believe in having starting pitchers that they really invest in. So starting pitching isn't the dominant factor that it has been in the history of baseball. But I'm still going to go with fresh start. These two teams are even. Nobody's been able to dominate the other. So why would I think there's momentum in this series when there's been none all season?
Starting pitching for the Dodgers and the Giants is important. They don't do a lot of bullpen games. And if I have this right, the starting pitcher for the Dodgers is Julio Urias on 4 days rest. That's enough rest. He's 20-3 this year, and he won game two. The Giants are going to start Logan Webb, who was great in game one, where he pitched 7 2/3 shutout innings. So as you, I don't see the Dodgers as having particular momentum because both those guys are good. And I understand that. But, and, you know, there's always a but to everything. This game is going to be in San Francisco. And the Giants have been great all year against the Dodgers. They have held them off. Horatio at the bridge, they've held them off. But, you know, in the 11 games that they played in San Francisco, the Dodgers have won 6 of those 11. And I'm wondering if that small fact is an edge on this. Because as we see the series so far, either the Giants shut out the Dodgers or the Dodgers win
Dodgers
big. One of those two things is going
to
happen. I mean, the reason I like the Dodgers a little bit is for the potential of explosive hitting. I think they have more explosive hitting than the Giants.
I'm going to personalize this as we move to the next story. I know the Giants were New York Giants and the team of your youth. But for the most part,
yes,
they still have those jerseys. They have the hats. When you watch the Giants now, all these years later, Willie Mays, this is a statue outside of that stadium dedicated to him. Do you identify? Are you rooting for the Giants? Because Scherzer would only come in relief tomorrow night. Are you rooting for the Giants?
That's an interesting concept because I find that my heart is with the Dodgers because of Scherzer. And by the way, if they needed him for 2 or 3 innings tomorrow night, he could do it, you put him in. And if Walker Buehler, if you need 2 outs, and Walker Buehler on the second day can give you 2 outs, you put him in. Because you know why, Mike? Because the next series is 7. And you can lose the first 2 in a 7, and you can win.
Worst thing about this series, the drama of Game 5, please. Please, it should be Game 7, baseball. The winner of tomorrow's Game 5 will advance to face the surprising Atlanta Braves, Tone. The Bravos finished off the Brewers in four games last night. Freddie Freeman's eighth inning solo home run was the winning margin in the drama of that game. So many people just said, ah, to the Braves after they lost Ronald Acuna Jr. to a torn ACL back in early July. Do you now see the Braves, Tony, as a real threat to the Dodgers or Giants?
So I'm going to probably take what is the minority view here, and I'm going to say, yes, they are a real threat, and I will explain why. They've been to the playoffs four straight years. They took the Dodgers, I believe, to Game 7 in the NLCS last year. They were up 3-1 at some point in that series. They are a veteran team. I watch them a lot because they're in the division with the Nats. I respect them. I think they're good. They were under 500 at the beginning of August, but from August 2nd to the end of the season, Mike, they closed 36-18. That is terrific play under pressure. That's high caliber play when you've got to win games. And they got Freddie Freeman. Yeah. Freddie Freeman, last night, that home run was thrilling. I watched that live, the thrilling home run. He kills the Nats. I should hate him. Instead, I love him. And most people seem to love him. When you get a runner on first, they're always chatting up Freddie Freeman. I mean, everybody seems to like this guy. And when Acuna and Ozuna out for the whole year, Freddie Freeman picked up the team.
He delivered.
He's capable of that. He was the MVP last year.
MVP.
I don't think they're going to win, but a real threat, Mike. Yes, a real threat.
They're a real threat, Tony. I want to mention, just to go to zero in on Freeman for a second. I mean, you've got Swanson, you've got Albies, you've got Austin Riley, and those guys are all going to need to produce in addition to Freeman. So Solaire is out with COVID issues. And he's a guy with a championship ring from the 2016 Cubs. And he played really well since coming over to Atlanta. So, Tony, they've got a lineup with some pop, some versatility. They just will waste pitchers' pitches with great at-bats. I mean, Atlanta is more than a threat, and you mentioned why. Tony, they're afterthought because it seems like Atlanta has – I shouldn't use the phrase rolled over – but it seems like they rarely have the best team when they get to this point and they're in the playoffs a lot and they can't get past whoever it is. Often it seems the Dodgers.
That's right.
I think they're a real threat, though, Tony, with this. And Freddie Freeman, there's a spirit to me about the Braves that they didn't necessarily have in these other seasons. And I think he's the source of that spirit.
Well, they also have good starting pitching. Max Fried and Charlie Morton and Ian Anderson,
Freed,
in this past series, they allowed four runs in 20 innings. They went 29 strikeouts and two walks. What is interesting to me is the Braves lived in the World Series in the 90s, and they haven't been back since 99. All those great pitchers and Chipper Jones, and they haven't been back, even though this is the 13th time in the playoffs. I don't think they'll win this series, but I agree with you, they're a real threat. We move on with more baseball. The Houston Astros drummed the White Sox yesterday 10-1.
Yeah.
After that game, Tony La Russa questioned Houston's character, claiming they threw at Jose Abreu in the bottom of the eighth. A couple of days before that, White Sox reliever Ryan Tepera accused the Astros of still cheating, observing they scored more at home than on the road. Carlos Correa answered that yesterday, calling the charge, quote, disrespectful words with no facts, unquote. Wilbon, does this series answer critics like Tepera?
You know, Tony, I don't know what it answers about Houston. I find them fascinating. But I'm going to zero in on the White Sox. We got time to talk about Houston. Because, Tony, I'm a Cub fan, all right? But I grew up on the south side of Chicago with a father who lived and died with the White Sox. So not only do I not hate the White Sox, we get to this time of year, I root for the White Sox. And, Tony, they just roll over when they see the Houston uniforms. And then the irony is they beat Houston for a World Series title in 2005, but now they see the Astros, and it's always 12-2. And I told you before this series started, it seems like to me, and I'm rooting for the White Sox hard, it seems like to me they're physically afraid of them. The Astros walk in the ballpark, no matter whether it's in Houston or Chicago, and they just, oh, my God, I don't want to deal with them, and it's always 10-2. I don't understand this about the White Sox. They got too many talented players. Is there a lack of a leader? Do they need more seasoning? I don't know what it is. Whatever it is doesn't play well. And the Astros can win again. They have played through this.
Yeah.
You and I know Dusty Baker. I know I love Dusty Baker as a manager. He's had some tough Octobers. But the rest of this way, you know, Dusty Baker rooting for Houston is fine with me. They played right through all the venom, all the haterade, as people say.
That's right.
And they're back in this position. So I've turned it around on Houston, and I'm okay with them.
So just a couple of small points. Here's Houston scoring 10 on the road last night, so Tapera should shut up about that. The second thing is, the other day you said that the Dodgers were whiners about the wind in game three and how the wind was swirling around. The White Sox have been whining. Tony La Russa is whining now.
Yes.
I mean, that's ridiculous. They ought to worry more about their starting pitching. The ERA in their starting pitching in the series was 10.22. Starts with a 10. Okay, they were the number one team in the American League all year at 3.57. So shut up about that. I'm conflicted about the Astros. I really respect what they have done this year. I don't think they're cheating this year, though if they were, it'd be a really bold move. And I would admire it. I would like to root for them, for Bregman and Altuve and Correa, for coming through this, for taking all the heat and coming through. But they cheated. And so I don't know that I can. On the other hand, there's no moral high ground in a Boston-Houston series. No moral high ground. Because Alex Cora was a coach on that team that cheated. So don't start with me on that.
And by the way, wait, let me stop you for a second. And by the way, Tony La Russa, the whining, I don't know if you said this, they were down 7-1 when Abreu gets plunked. So shut up with that whining. God. The other thing is, you root for Tom Brady. He's alleged by people to have cheated. You root for him. I'm sensing a little bit of hypocrisy here.
I don't think it's hypocrisy. I don't actually think Tom Brady cheated. And the Astros, members of the Astros said we cheated.
Yeah.
But I admire them as well. I do, at this point for fighting through it. Let's take a break. Coming up, will Lincoln Riley really bench preseason Heisman favorite Spencer Rattler?
And how should J.R. Smith feel after his first college golf tournament wearing a shirt? Tony, the White Sox are going to skate a little bit because this is all about the Bears in Chicago now. They're going to skate away away from this, and they shouldn't.
I think it's nice that you called me a hypocrite about Brady. I think you're probably right, but I'm going to deny it.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Time to get down and wordy with Wilbon and What's the Word? What's first?
It would be blank if Oklahoma benched preseason Heisman favorite Spencer Rattler.
It would be Lincoln-esque. Who is the coach at Oklahoma? I believe it's Lincoln Riley. What is Lincoln Riley good at? I believe it's making good choices at quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, 1 year with Jalen Hurts. If Lincoln Riley wants to make this move, I think he has probably earned the benefit of the doubt. Now, it might cost him in the end. Spencer Rattler may just leave, may just say, I'm out of here, I want to go to the pros, and that's possible. But again, my sense is that Lincoln Riley is a quarterback whisperer and knows what he's doing. Let's look at so far this year, Mike. Rattler has 10 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. That's nothing special. He was yanked after 2 turnovers against Texas. Oklahoma, Texas, SEC preview in a couple of years. I mean, that's a really big game. If he wants to go with this true freshman kid, I think people would be surprised. But, Mike, I think that most of the talk about Spencer Rattler may be because he was playing for Lincoln Riley to begin with.
No, Spencer Rattler was good, Tony. I've been aware of the freshman, this freshman kid you mentioned, for a while. Because my son Matthew comes to me and he says, Dad, do you know the number one quarterback in the country? This is last year. Went to Gonzaga. And do you know what he's going to play? He's going to play at Oklahoma. So they were shrieking on Saturday while we're trying to watch the fight when Matthew realizes that Caleb has come in, replaced Spencer Williams, and gone nuts and led the biggest comeback in that series.
This
is a Washingtonian, Tony. This is a kid from the DMV playing at Gonzaga High School, and the word is agonizing because he is the quarterback whisperer. The coach is. Lincoln Riley.
Yes.
But Tony, this yes. hurts him. If he has to bench this kid who's a big star, who people are talking about for the highs, that's painful when you're in that position to fall from that perch.
No.
And then you
not if the other not the if other the other kid goes
the
up.
Other kid, Tony.
Not if the other kid goes up. It just proves Lincoln Riley's great. What's next?
J.R. Smith should feel blank about his first college golf tournament.
He should feel stung. Literally stung. He was stung yesterday in the third round of, I want to get this name correct, the Elon Phoenix Invitational. Shout out Elon. They won the thing. Shout out Matt Williamson. Went to Elon. He got stung by a hornet, which is more damage than the Charlotte Hornets did to him in 15 years in the NBA. So here are his numbers, Mike, in three rounds. 83, 78, 79, plus 27. He's 37 shots from the lead. But I'm going to say this. The kid who won that, he played in junior tournaments the last few years, played in high school tournaments, played everywhere he could play in club tournaments. J.R. Smith didn't play in any of that. He played in the NBA. He played basketball. He didn't play golf. He beat two people yesterday. I think that's pretty good. He had two rounds in the 70s. You know, he's got 4 years of eligibility, and he's willing to wear a shirt. That's good news for J.R. Smith.
And he should feel encouraged about that first tournament. By the way, you and I have played a million rounds of golf together. Either one of us gets stung by hornets, what's going to be the next move?
We're out. We're out. We're going to the hospital.
To the clubhouse. DQ'd. We've been DQ'd. There's no question about it. Look, J.R., Tony, when you talk to people, J.R. Smith is one of these guys who travels around the country with his clubs, and he plays places. He calls and he says, can I come and play? I heard you have a night. And people universally and unanimously love playing golf with J.R. Smith.
Good.
I hope this works.
Good.
I bet you he'll get better. His competitive nature won't lead him to get better. Of course it will.
He'll be
encouraged.
He plays, if he plays all the time and gets coached up, he'll get better. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, your boy Jim Irsay predicts multiple Super Bowls for the Colts.
And the Lakers' Big Three makes his preseason debut as a unit. And they lost as a unit.
Exhibition. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means
there's no
week,
sport where
a week
it means
from
anything.
Last night. A week from last night, regular season ball, Tony.
That's regular season meaningful exhibition.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 59th birthday, Jerry Rice. Football is an interesting sport because of all the different positions. They allow for multiple debates as to who is, say, the greatest safety ever, or the greatest right tackle ever, or the greatest middle linebacker ever. But there's no debate as to who is the greatest receiver ever. It's Jerry Rice. Some folks may sincerely claim there was a greater running back than Jim Brown, though there wasn't, or a greater quarterback than Tom Brady, though there isn't, but nobody would ever seriously claim that there was a greater receiver than Jerry Rice. Whether mainly from Joe Montana or from Steve Young, Rice had more receptions, more receiving yards, more receiving touchdowns, more total touchdowns, and more all-purpose yards than anyone ever. He was first-team All-Pro 10 different times. This guy, Jerry Rice.
Tony, there's a bit of Wayne Gretzky to Jerry Rice because, in my opinion, he almost lapped the field. Now, you said nobody makes a real case. I mean, Randy Moss makes the case that he was better than Jerry Rice. And I understand, you know, sort of athletic supreme confidence, but my list is Jerry Rice, Chris Carter, and then Randy Moss. That's my list. Jerry Rice, man, no one did what he did, and I don't expect to live long enough to see anybody catch Jerry Rice. I don't.
Not so happy anniversary, Vince Coleman. On this day 36 years ago, the Cardinals rookie speedster had a freak run-in with a tarp rolling machine at Busch Stadium before Game 4 of the NLCS. Coleman, who ended up Rookie of the Year with a rookie record 110 steals, was facing the infield during pregame stretches when the machine rolled up on him from behind, entangling his left leg. The incident left Coleman's knee and ankle so bruised, it ended his season. His Cardinals would go on to lose the World Series to the Cross State Royals in 7 games. Coleman played 13 seasons, mostly with the Cardinals and Mets. He was a .264 hitter. He only hit 28 home runs, but he left baseball with 752 steals, 6th all time. On a personal note, I think I was at this game and exclaimed, "The tarp just ate Vince Coleman," but I'm not certain.
Well, I'm not certain, but you sure didn't tweet it. Not that many years ago, you couldn't have tweeted it today. Vince Coleman was a disruptor. I don't care if he hit .224. He made managers and he made fielders, pitchers crazy. And his contribution to that effort, Tony, was amazing no matter what the – that's when stats often lie, all right? Vince Coleman could kill you in a game and an important game in postseason play.
Happy trails to the opener for the Seattle Kraken. As predicted in the choreography of the totally awesome pregame show in Vegas last night, the Golden Knights did indeed slay the expansion Kraken, but not without drama. Vegas was ahead 3-0. The Kraken stormed back to tie, eventually losing 4-3. Now, like everyone else at ESPN, Wilbon and I want to welcome hockey back. And we want to quote NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, who told Sports Business Journal, quote, "With my tongue in my cheek, I have said if ESPN is half as good at promoting us as they were at freezing us out when they didn't have our rights, this is going to be great," unquote.
What a line. What a shot. What a shot. You just got to eat that, right? There's no doing. You don't kind of come back. That's just like a Gary Payton line in the 90s, and you just go, "GP, you got me." So anyway, Tone, I watched a little of that game last night. I tried to watch some of both games. I'm excited about the return this season of hockey. It's way too early for the NHL and the NBA, but here they are. Here they are before mid-October.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the big finish. The Lakers Big Three made their preseason debut together. Your review.
You know, Tone, it's good to have them out there. It's exhibition, as you like to say. In a week, the NBA season begins in 6 days. We'll be able to see them for real. Like a lot of people, I can't wait. Colts owner Jim Irsay tweeted his team would get at least 2 Lombardi trophies this decade. Are you with him?
Jimmy Irsay, the mad tweeter. He's always predicting they're going to win Super Bowls. They have won. They got the Dynasty of one. Am I correct on that, Wilbon?
Yeah, that's
one.
Right.
Your Arizona Cardinals placed Chandler Jones on the COVID list after a positive test. Is that a big deal?
He's vaccinated, but Cliff Kingsbury not optimistic he'll be back for Sunday's game. It's at the Browns. It's a big deal. I think they're not going to be undefeated once they leave Cleveland. USA Costa Rica World Cup qualifier tonight in Columbus. What are you expecting?
I expect the United States to win, and I don't expect Urban Meyer to be there. Last one, game two of the WNBA Finals tonight. Your Sky at your Mercury. You own homes everywhere. Will the Mercury tie the series?
That's what everybody thinks, Tony. But I think the Sky's going to jump on them early. They're a little bit battered down in Phoenix. I think it comes back 2-0 to win a championship here in Chicago.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app.